From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Last week, there were well over 100 people either logged in via Zoom or watching on the YouTube stream of the Wireless Institute of Australia's annual general meeting. As happens, Murphy popped in and the secretary, Peter Klee, VKE8ZZ, was cast into an electronic wasteland when electricity in his area was lost. However, the meeting continued under the guidance of the president, Greg Kelly, VK2GPK, and so the formalities as required by the Companies Act were completed. In Greg's report, he mentioned a couple of areas that he believes will refresh the amateur radio service here in VK land. One is the possibility of an administrative restructure upon the lines of the RSGB, where the organisation is much more regionally focused. To achieve this outcome at ground level would mean that clubs would be more important in the running of the hobby, and from what I have seen, this would require a shot in the arm for many regional clubs. There is a structure, but it doesn't expand to engage with the wider community and the potential base of new participants. The reality is that many clubs have reached a level of maturity with a limited number of active members, and it is convenient to coast and provide a friendly meeting place. Greg, who is not standing for the position again, and has a project with his wife to complete the family home, something that has remained on hold during his tenure. After living with the WIA structure that was adopted in 2004, Greg feels it needs a good rethink. Perhaps a more radical suggestion was that the whole style of amateur radio needs to be rethought and modernised. We've reached a point where numbers in the hobby are basically static, although there have been ongoing people successfully completing licensing qualification. So we got to the stage where I was nodding at my laptop in agreement with these ideas to enhance and expand the amateur radio cohort and invigorate the WIA. I admit to suffering from confirmation bias here, as I have canvassed similar ideas over the years. However, it was rewarding to listen to someone who has sat in the hot seat, speak with the benefit of experience and propose ideas which support my own thoughts. The whole idea to reform can frighten some people, but it should be looked on as an opportunity not to be missed. We should be grasping these ideas for the benefit of the whole amateur community, because revitalisation seems to be desperately needed. Yes, it will be for the WIA board to lead the restructure, or that organisation, and guide its members through the steps needed to set it up. Yes, it will be up to every amateur to put on a thinking cap, ask around as to what would make you join a special interest hobby, and to pool the ideas for a bigger and better, more active and more interesting and dynamic group of people, no matter their age and location. VK2GPK has given us an opportunity to make a better future, but are we ready to pursue it? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.